What's up? It's time for DJ Ronstar's Punk Rock Show. Today is Thursday, August 20. What is today? 24th?
20,
I lost track of the days. There's just too many 20, of them.
23rd day.
There you go. Today is Thursday, August 24th, to Ronstar's Punk Rock Show. And that's a sign that I've been doing this show way too long, huh? Now, we're all recovering from last night's show. If you just tuned in, last night Jeffree Star was here. Internet royalty himself was here. But it's a new day, and we're still getting IMs for Jeffree Star. But it's a new day, and today is another show. What we're going to do today is we're going to talk in the studio with
Lorraine Drive.
Yeah.
And in a few milliseconds, we're going to talk to the Pink Spiders on the phone. And I believe it's going to be all three of the Pink Spiders, and they're going to actually pass the phone around, which is kind of cute if you think about it, right?
Yeah.
So this is what we're going to do. Lorraine Drive are on my show today in the studio. Today is their day off, and they were nice enough to come here to be on the show. So what we need from you guys, how much money? What we need from you guys is we need each of you to send us an instant message right now. Let us know your name, how old you are, and where you're listening from. I know you're listening, but the band has never been here. We want to prove to you that this show is really plugged in, right?
That's yes. Right.
The screen name is Idobi Star. That's IDOBISTAR, Idobi Star. I am us right now. I'm going to play a song from Flogging Molly.
Yeah.
Flogging Molly.
And then we're going to talk to the Pink Spiders. So if you have questions for the Pink Spiders, and I know you do, send them to Idobi Star as well. When we come back from the interview, we're going to talk to Lorraine Drive for the hour. They're going to answer your questions, and they're going to, what else are you going to do for them?
We're going to lay a yard to target it.
All right, that's the best way to start off the show. Here we go. Flogging Molly, we'll be right back with the Pink Spiders. This is DJ Ronstar's Punk Rock Show. That was...
Flogging Molly.
I thought you were going to say it funny. Yarr. Yarr.
They drive me nuts.
There you go. Nuts. So yeah, Pink Spiders. What happened to them?
I don't know.
We're supposed to talk to them right now. Where are they?
I tried to call him, and he was too cool for school, man.
Do you want
to
answer questions as the Pink Spiders? Like
yes.
If someone said,
sure, man, what's up?
Where does the name Pink Spiders come from?
I'm in the Pink Spiders. I'm the best drummer in the world.
Where does the name of Pink Spiders come from?
I don't know. There is these spiders in our rehearsal space, and they weren't pink, but...
They were spiders.
They were spiders.
You were an acid. It looked pink.
Yeah.
Are there such things as pink spiders? I don't know.
Yeah.
You never know, though. There could be. Last night on the TLC channel, you ever watched the Learning Channel? They had a show with a guy who was born with a tumor on his nose, and his entire nose was like really huge and bloody.
Long.
No, it was just like big bulge, like an ogre.
Wrong.
And they did an operation where they cut off his nose and they gave him a prosthetic but they showed where he had no nose at all, and it was just a
that's
hole.
That's so creepy.
Yeah,
so
that's what I watched before I went to sleep, and that's why I feel really weird today.
I always feel really weird. Like when you look at a person, do you imagine them with no nose?
No, they showed like the hole. It was just like a black hole,
and that's from
the side. But what's cool is that he actually got a prosthetic nose, and now he lives a normal life. So good for him, if you're listening.
Yeah.
we're giving you props. We're not offending you or making fun of you. So I guess what we should do, since we have the attention of all these kids, is start your interview, and then maybe we'll try to get the Pink Spiders back a little later.
Yeah,
sounds
cool,
man.
Let's do it.
So now is the time. Before we address all these kids, I almost said undress. Before we address all these kids, tell them your names and where you come from and all that.
Okay, what's up, guys? I'm Daniel. I sing in the band Lorraine Drive. How you guys doing?
Woo! What's up, guys? I'm Justin. I play guitar.
Woo!
Ask some good questions.
What's up? I'm Taylor. I play bass.
And don't hold back. No holds bar. We are an open book tonight, baby.
Let's do it.
Before we get to the questions, there's some kids listening who don't know who you are.
Oh, okay. Well,
you're like, go home.
That's weird. That's really weird that you don't
know.
Right?
But tell us something. Tell us some facts about the band they may not know.
We are a rock band that loves to party and play good music and just play cool shows and meet cool people.
All at the same time.
All at the same time.
How long have you been? How long have you been being cool?
About 4 years. Probably haven't been that cool though. But we've been a band for about 4 years.
That automatically makes you a step cooler, though, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, of course.
We have this radio show, so right now we appear cool, but when we're off air, we're uncool.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, as soon as we walk out of the studio, we're kind of dorks again.
And as soon as I turn that screen off, I'm a dork too.
That's right, man.
But you know what? We're going to leave that to after the show.
Right.
And we're going to be cool right now. We're going to talk to these kids.
Let's talk to them.
Let's see. First question of the day was Jesse, who's 17 from Massachusetts.
Jesse.
He said, do you believe, let's Pink Spiders, can you all sing Happy Birthday to me?
Oh, wow. Happy birthday, dear Jesse. Happy birthday to you.
Dun, dun. Very good.
Right,
someone said, have you ever pooped on a girl's chest?
All the time, every night.
Pretty much.
You must have read that on your blog, right?
Every other night. We do the whole Cleveland Steamer act.
Who coined that phrase, Cleveland Steamer? I always wondered that. Like, you know how like, they have all those names? Like, who comes up with that
rusty,
name first?
The Rusty Trombone and the Dirty Sanchez. And the
I don't know. I wonder if those are on Wikipedia.
What's that?
You know Wikipedia? It's like the online encyclopedia.
Yeah.
Like, today I looked at Pogs today. Remember Pogs?
Oh, Pogs and Slammers.
Yeah, and Pog from back in the day. Actually, those Pogs, the game Pogs, it derives from...
Okay, stop. Before we go on, you have to say Pogs like that. Pogs.
Pogs.
Yeah.
And Slammers.
Like a nerd.
Like a nerd? Pogs and Slammers?
Sounds bad.
Yeah.
I read on Wikipedia that Pogs, they're actually derived... The people that came up with them got them from passion fruit, orange, and guava. All
right.
The different types of, like, tropical fruits.
Uh-huh.
And put it together to make Pog. I never knew that.
Weird.
There's no Pogs aren't
guava,
fruit. They're not fruits. So why would
guava?
They? I do. But I'm saying there's no there's no Pog with
isn't
a picture
guava
of fruit
like
on it.
Poop?
No relevance.
Isn't that like bat poop or something?
That's guano.
Guano, yeah.
Guano. That's what you call bat poop.
Bat poop is guano.
I think so. Wikipedia that.
What do you know that? Yeah, FYI, if you want to write a Wikipedia for Lorraine Driver or DJ Rosser, go ahead. We don't have any Wikipedia things that is on there.
Yeah.
Portuguese breakfast. What kind of sexual thing is that? Have you heard of that one?
Ooh, that sounds really dirty.
That's very dirty.
I don't like the sound of that.
Have you ever met Marilyn Manson?
No.
I would like to meet him.
Yeah, he seems like a pretty cool dude.
Does he perform anymore or not really?
I think he just produces. That's what I
heard that he does scores to movies. All that beautiful music you hear to those inspirational parts in the movies where the violins kick in and makes you feel warm inside. He does that stuff to movies.
Well, that's nice. He probably doesn't have to work ever again. He still does that, huh?
Yeah, he's pretty set up.
Let's see. Hi. Hi.
Hello.
When are you coming back to Jersey so I can get them drunker than drunk?
We are... It's coming through there, actually. And
September. I'd say late September we'll get
some dates up on our MySpace. And then as soon as we get another set of dates there that are coming really soon, we'll put them up. We're going on tour with... The Red Jumpsuit. Yeah, it's gonna be badass. It's like a K-Rock and MTV sponsored event and
huge.
And then also this band called Monty R.I. They're gonna be on that too. They're a really,
amazing band.
Really good band on Island Records and we're gonna be opening up that tour. So Lorraine Drive, not a big deal.
Jersey, late September.
Nice. So what we're gonna do is the Pink Spiders just contacted me.
Okay.
We're gonna give them a call right now. We're gonna talk to them for a few minutes. You guys are gonna hang out, right?
Yeah.
So we're gonna play right now.
Cool.
DJ.
Woo!
Here we go.
Hey, what's up? I'm John.
I'm Bob.
I'm Matt.
And you are together.
And we are the Pink Spiders, indeed.
There are a lot of questions for you guys. We don't have a lot of time. But before we get to the kids' questions, for the kids listening who don't know who the Pink Spiders are, what is the introduction you're going to give them?
What would be the introduction that we would give them?
Yes. And I don't know anything about your band. What would you tell them?
I'd say, what would you say?
What was the question?
It's a lot of music. It's, I guess we're at a party right now, so it's really hard to hear. I'll go ahead and repeat it. He said, if someone came up to us on the street and said, what's our band all about, what would you tell them? Fucking kicking ass.
Bring back the good times.
Yeah, good times, there you go.
And kicking ass.
And kicking ass.
How long have you been the Pink Spiders for? Because I think some kids think it's just like an overnight band, huh?
Oh, shit, no. We've been a band for about 3 years. In October, it'll be 3 years.
Does it feel like 3 years? Does it feel longer, shorter?
It feels longer. I think my lifespan has significantly gone down since starting this band.
Yeah.
All the shit we've been through.
How long have you all been friends for? Like,
we've been friends for probably about five or six years, I'd say. What, anyone else?
That's all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
Does it change once you start a band? Does your friendship, alter or become different?
Yeah, I think we all hate each other a lot more than we used to.
You don't see each other every second.
I mean, I would say we hate each other more. But we love each other more. It's more like a family thing now, as opposed to like a friendship thing, Where it's like you can where it's like you hate your brother or something, but it's like if anyone else hates them, it's like you can whoop their ass,
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. We are going to get you some questions and answer them, I hope. Yes?
Okay, that's cool.
All right, by the way, if you want to send in questions right now, the screen name is Adobe Star. It's I-D-S-T-A-R, Adobe Star. And I guess the biggest question of the day is everybody wants to know how the heck this Good Charlotte tour with you came about. How did this happen?
It was strange. We finished Warped Tour. We were supposed to go back out in October with 30 Seconds to Mars and Sugar Cult. And kind of out of nowhere, they asked us to go on tour. And we were like, hell yeah, there's a lot of big clubs and it's going to be a lot of fun. And we were totally stoked about it. Just a chance, you know, otherwise we'd be home. And so we were really lucky that a good tour came about.
Have you met the guys before? It just came out of nowhere. You're just totally surprised.
We haven't met them. I don't know. Someone said they saw us. Maybe they saw a show or something. I'm not sure exactly even how it came about. We don't even know. No one tells us.
I know one thing. They probably read that we came from nothing, so they respect it.
Did you worry that it was a prank at first since you've never met them? You have to look into making sure it was real? Legit?
No, we've actually never met them. But, I mean, all I've ever heard, it's weird because I have a lot of friends in LA, and they say that, I mean, just the people that do know them just say that they're the nicest guys on the entire planet. And so I'm really looking forward to meeting them.
Awesome.
But like I said, we none of us have so far.
Let's see. A lot of people are talking about Warped Tour. People saying they ran up to you and took pictures of your pants. People were just bugging you the whole time.
Yeah.
Do you have a moment in time from the Warped Tour where a fan did something that really got your attention?
Underwear coming off stage always gets your attention.
Well, first, what happened with the underwear on stage. People would throw their underwear and then Matt would take it up or catch it, and then somehow it always wound up on my head while I was trying to play. And I'm not exactly sure why that happened, but it was always a new experience. It felt like the curtains were just going down on that. I know what was going on.
I remember all the kids and ass that were signed on Warped Tour.
Yes.
Every single one.
Guy and girls?
Yes. Thankfully, there were no guy tits or ass.
They're debating back there.
Well, guys got weak tits, you know. We don't consider those tits. For sure.
I think this is a funny question. Why are the spiders pink and not some other color?
Because pink gets all the pussy, baby. Get that.
They said, why not the green spiders?
Because buttholes aren't green.
Peek a little bit away from the foam because you're peeking when you get loud.
Okay.
That's
buttholes aren't green.
What are all your favorite movies? Or each of your favorite movies?
Mine's Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
The Breakfast Club, Revenge of the Nerds, Bad News Bears, Stand By Me. Just saw Good Will Hunting, that was pretty good. Mine's probably Above the Volume. All those mid-80s Christmas later movies.
Bullshit.
Do they make 3 Revenge of the Nerds or 4?
5, 15.
They make 5, do they really?
R5, Nerds in Love, dude.
I'm on IMDb after that.
Nerds in Love, R5.
It's called Nerds in Love.
Right there.
They're probably going to do a remake soon, too, huh?
Hopefully.
Let's see.
It'll be a lot shittier, and it'll be rated R or X at the time.
And who would be the lead role? Who do you think?
Robert Carradine. He's always the lead role. And Hillary Duff's dead. In the show.
Here's the good
thing. What was that show? Lizzie McGuire. Yeah.
And his brother is the Kung Fu Master. Remember the Kung Fu Master?
I remember the Kung Fu Master.
Really? Yeah.
From the early 80s in the arcade.
No. This, that show, the...
Are you talking about Kung Fu?
It's called Kung Fu? The show, Office Space, they like that show?
Yeah, I used to watch Kung Fu, too.
Both called Heroes.
Let's see. What is it like to be famous? Do you feel famous, or is that a weird question?
Kind of.
Sometimes?
I feel famous when I get invited to Johnny Cash's granddaughter's birthday party. But yeah, it's a good time. It makes me feel famous, you know. Tonight was the first time that I met her. However, we were invited, so that's sort of that's kind of weird, but it does make me feel famous.
Invited somewhere.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, not kicked out, but invited. It's a very weird feeling.
On cartoons, they always think it's funny when some guy gets thrown out a door, but it ain't funny.
I'm going to clarify, I just looked this up for you. Revenge of the Nerds Part 4 is called Nerds in Love, so we were both right.
Oh, what's Part 5 then?
There is no Part 5.
There's a Part 5.
Well, like I mentioned, there actually is a remake coming out in 2007, apparently.
Oh.
So,
2007, huh?
Try
what's it called? Does they have a name yet?
No, it's just Revenge of the Nerds.
Please.
Try to get on the sound check for that one, right?
Yeah, that's
right. Let's see. This person, Look Mom, I'm a Rocker, wants pink spiders could actually take over the world one day.
In a manner of speaking, I guess. Yeah. We're not
going to,
like, change foreign policy or anything.
We'll kill a lot of a certain, ethnicity or something like that.
If the lowest common denominator can acquire some taste, then we will definitely be the biggest fan in the world.
Let's see, we got a British Columbia. I was wondering if the pink spiders use their pink condoms, the pink spider condoms from Warped Tour, while being promiscuous. They said they got you covered. Do they have themselves covered?
Can I answer a question with a question? Answer a question with a question. Why are all the girls that are on American Whores, why can't they come here?
What?
You said British Columbia, and I automatically knew it was going to be a whore question. That's cool.
You think there's not enough whores in America?
Yeah, tell her to come on over. We'll tell her all about it. Which whore?
However, yes, I have used some, and I'm not sure if Matt has or not. Would you like to answer that, Matt?
No comment.
Matt has no comment on the issue. However, yes, I have, and they do squeeze your dick to smithereens.
Amen.
And I do not suggest them. They're more of a novelty than anything else.
Definitely backup.
Didn't you go to Canada on the Warped Tour, though? So you probably met her, no?
I didn't meet her. Well, I mean, I don't know anybody's name.
But you did go to Canada, right?
Met that BK
yeah.
Bud.
Yeah.
All right. We got time for a couple more. Pink Spiders. Madison from Michigan wants to know how Pluto not being a planet anymore.
Don't give a shit. That's all we can and has something to say for our country in the future, and we should take care of it. And McDonald's has went back to sour cream cups, which I think is cool, but I don't think that it is smart. We like our drinks cold in America.
Here's another brand question. Ashley Simpson totally digs you. Have you ever met her yet?
Who said that?
I don't know. Somebody I am. One of the fans.
Cool. I dig her, too. I hadn't heard any of her songs yet, but I dig her. All I know is that her sister has a really great video. It's really cool. I don't know where she got the idea.
Yeah,
it was unbelievable.
With all the roller skates and all that
shit. The blonde girl roller skating around and shaking her ass. I mean, it's genius. I don't know where it came from.
I don't know.
I think...
Yes.
I think... Right? Let's see. Let's see. From Illinois, wants to know if you have any girlfriends.
No.
Apparently Maggie's 16 is available.
I got a girlfriend right now, yeah. Yeah.
Bob's almost settled down there.
I thought I'll be getting married anytime soon. I'll probably never get married. It's unlucky.
It's unlucky to get married.
It is. People get divorced when they get married.
FYI, Ashley Simpson has you on her top 8. That's what I'm supposed to tell you.
Really?
Yes. That's big. Good for you.
Still want to stick a penis between her boobs.
Both of them. Her and her sister. Make sure her sister knows.
Oh my god.
I like her too, actually. You're cool.
We're getting 10,000 people right now, so they know.
Yeah. Well, they know where we want our penises. There you go.
And no boobs then.
Shelby 15, Tennessee. Do you guys ever use your real last names?
Yes, she actually knows my real last name.
Oh, really?
That's very true.
That's all our real last names.
These are all our real last names. I didn't I didn't know that was even I didn't even know that was up for debate. I didn't even know.
Let's see. Somebody wants to know. Are you gonna make Pink Spiders Pogs?
Pink Spiders Pogs?
Yeah.
Leave that to the nerds. And what's that band's name?
Out of Harvard.
Yeah, there's a lot of nerds that like pogs. Pink Spiders, ain't got time for no pogs.
What the fuck is a pog?
I never played that as a kid. I didn't get it. I know there's a slammer. That's all I know.
Yeah, slammers and pogs.
I don't think that pops all of them. I don't know how to play it, though. I always thought it was kind of queer. Didn't get into it.
Oh, man.
Pog master, dude.
All right.
And I know homosexuals don't play pog. No, yo, I'm sorry. It need to be related because homosexuals are usually cool.
So the next question is for Pog Master Dude 182. Go ahead.
Oh, man. I was going to say we're going to end on that. Just plug everything you got before we go, everything you want him to check out.
All right. Check out the new record. It's called Teenage Graffiti. It's out in stores right now on Amazon. Anybody that could want, I'd open that app. Check out our MySpace page. MySpace.com/ the Pink Spiders.
Okay, Rockstar and the Pink Spiders blowing up this motherfucker.
Skeet. Heard me?
That's right.
Next time you're in LA, come by the studio, okay?
Dude, I know, man. We're going to keep this number and prank call your ass all the time.
Do it. Whatever you want, man. We're
all right, but yeah, you have my number, so if you give it out, I'll sue your ass.
I've been trying to call you all day. How you feel?
All right. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, man.
DJ Rockstar's Punk Rock Show is on every Wednesday and Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you want to know who's going to be on the show next, want to see pictures from the interviews, want to learn more, go to myspace.com/DJ Rockstar with 3 S's and add me as your friend. And big show next week. Next Wednesday, Andrew McMahon from Jack's Mannequin Something Corporate will be here for the full hour.
Oh, awesome.
And then next Thursday, really interesting, Ricky Ullman from Disney's Phil of the Future is going to be here to talk about his new movies coming out and his rap project called The Weeby Boys.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Yeah, you're right. We're back on the air. If you kids just tune in, it was a little confusing. We talked to Lorraine Drive, then we went to the Pink Spiders, and now we're back.
That's right.
What did you learn from these kids while we were talking to the Pink Spiders, if anything? Besides how good looking they all are.
Interesting questions.
Keep them coming.
Well, I think what we should do is, now that we have the half an hour to chat, let's get a couple of questions for you guys, and then we'll play some of your songs so they know what you sound like.
Cool.
How does that sound?
Sounds
good?
Great. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's see. Question. Do you listen to music other than punk rock style music? Maybe bands like Don Ross or other weird styles?
All day long. All we listen to is like classic rock and like R&B and stuff like that. Old school rock and roll.
Phil Collins.
Pretty music.
Journey.
Foreigner.
Who's Don Ross?
I don't really know who Don Ross is, man.
Sounds cool.
We have Helena listening, 19, from Victorville. That's your hometown, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you all live together or you live separate?
We live separately, man.
Would you go crazy if you like had like triple bunk bed? Or how many people are in the band? Four or five?
There's four in the band.
Yeah, four. So we had like quadruple bunk beds. We're right all stacked up.
It'd be cool, man. I spend every day with these guys anyway, you know, so I'm pretty used to being around them.
Victorville is your home. Is that the biggest following right now, or everywhere is a good following?
Yeah. I mean, Victorville is the greatest crowd-wise, but... I mean,
it's pretty cool in a lot of other places too, so they have fun everywhere.
Victorville's the spot, though.
Someone made a MySpace called Fuck Me DJ Ross. I don't think this is a real page, though. I would be upset if it's not. Oh, I hope it is.
That's fake, yes.
I was hoping they really made one like that. You should. Thank you.
You'd be very popular.
Who's going to take it all this year in the NFL? I don't watch sports, do you?
The Colts.
Packers.
Dallas Cowboys.
Colts.
Wow, so you guys don't like any California teams, then?
No. Chargers are pretty legit, though.
The Raiders.
Who writes your lyrics and where do you get inspiration from?
I write all the lyrics and I don't know, I just like write them and I feel inspired sometimes and I just write it. It could just be like the way that the light's coming through the window or whatever. You know, you never know how it's going to happen. Every time it's different, so it's hard to say.
Good answer. Dying to Virgin?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's great for those dudes. We love those guys.
Very proud of them.
Yeah.
Were they on the same label or no?
Just really old friends. We've played with them for years. Great guys from close to town. So.
Another question. Do you have a guitar in the room? If so, pick it up and start improvising. We don't have a guitar.
We don't have one.
The Is that the solo?
That's about as close as it gets.
Let's see. You suck, someone said. Question mark.
Cool.
You suck at the air guitar, they meant.
Sorry. Get Jack Black in here. That guy will tear it up.
Daniel, what inspired your Wizard of Oz tattoos?
Judy Garland got me into singing when I was, like, younger, and I would watch the movie.
Oh, wow.
And I would watch the movie over and over, like, ridiculously too much, and I would, like, sing the songs and stuff as a little kid, and my dad was like, hey, it sounds good. And I was embarrassed, but he was like, it sounds really good. Like, if you practice, you can get really good, you know? And I was like, oh, thanks. So it kind of gave me the courage to sing. So it's like kind of like what I do in life. That's what inspired it.
That's crazy. Did you get a tattoo of the midget hanging himself in the background?
No, that's actually a peacock. If you watch it closely, it looks like somebody hanging or something.
But yeah.
If you look, it's just like the peacock's tail feathers.
Should we not ask that one?
Yes.
They lie. Are you guys into anal? Yeah, everything has to be clean in the house, right?
Yeah.
Totally anal.
Yep.
When did you first start?
From
Kristen.
Well, we've been like in a bunch of different bands when we were younger, just growing up and stuff, for like 4.5 years now. So.
Not bad.
Whatever 4.5 years was, that's when we started.
Yep.
Is this the highlight right now? I mean, do you see it?
Every day,
do you see the popularity improving, or is it kind of stands
still? Every day is better and better, man.
What about when there's a bad day? Is it really that bad?
No, it's cool, man. We're lucky to do what we do, you know?
Yeah. Yes, and you were on Lobster, right?
We've had a long-going
relationship with Lobster.
Cool.
Cool, man.
Can you see any porn in Ross's room? No, because they're all in that book right there. You can see that far away.
No porn.
Have you guys heard of Eyes Set to Kill? Which is obviously somebody trying to promote their own band.
No.
Being sneaky.
I've never heard of Eyes Set to Kill.
Eyes Set to Kill? I don't know who Eyes Set to Kill is. Oh, and their screen name is Eyes Set to Kill.
There you go.
I didn't notice that before. Do you go on your AIM screen names on your MySpace?
Yeah.
Do you talk to the kids?
Sometimes.
Yeah, we try.
Yeah. Let's see. What do you think of The Bucket in Chicago? You played there?
Oh, The Bucket in Chicago
spelled
rules.
It correctly.
Yeah, that place is awesome.
No, that's from our friend Vegas, man. It's a smoking device.
Mr. Bucket.
Yeah. We love Mr. Bucket.
Buckets of fun.
It's a good, clean, fun.
How amazing was it to play with Cinematic Sunrise?
It was cool,
my
man.
Singing.
We played with them like last night at the Chain Reaction. It was cool. It has like Craig, the singer from Chiodos, in the band. It's like his side project. And also Brad, their keyboard player from Chiodos. And it's got a couple other dudes in there, like. It's really awesome. Dude, his name's Dave Shapiro. He like books a lot of awesome bands that you guys probably love.
He's jamming the
comes to that band.
Hold me down.
There's this dude from Before Today plays guitar in it. And it's like a bunch of awesome.
It's really
stars.
Good.
It's
really good ambient music. I liked it.
That was a good show overall?
Yeah, good
show.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Have you played with the Pink Spires yet? Have you seen them play live? Since they were on
the Warped Tour.
Our merch tent was like right in front of their stage one of the days in Warped Tour, like one of the I think it was like Jersey or something like that. And yeah, so we heard them right there. And we were next to, like, their record label's tent.
Oh, that's cool.
Suretone, I think.
They're on Virgin, though, now, right? I think.
The Pink Spiders?
They're on some big label.
It's like a break of a big major label. I forget which one.
Want to see a terrifying photo of Jeffree Star holding a DJ Rostar bear? There it is. That's sexy
Wow.
right there. Let's see. Let's play one of your songs right now. We haven't played anything
yet.
What track should we start out with?
Track two.
Track
two? The song's called Let It Go. We have a video. We made a video for this song, and it's on our a CD. Like, if you put it in the computer, it pops up. It's kind of cool.
All right.
It's on YouTube, too.
We are willing, to call one of you on the air right now. So if you want to ask the band a question, and you have a good question, you want to be on air in front of a couple thousand people, IM us right now at Adobe Star, IDOBISTAR, with your name, your age, and your phone number.
We have digits, girl.
We'll pick one of you, preferably somebody who we don't recognize the area code, so it's more fun. And we're going to let you ask a question on air and be heard for about 6,000 plus people. Pretty exciting, huh?
Yeah.
I'd be excited if I wasn't doing this.
I'm kind of nervous right now.
Why, who we're going to pick?
Yeah, well, in front of 6,000 people, I didn't even know until you just told me right now.
Oh, you thought we were just me and you talking about fun?
Yeah, it was just us.
All right, here's track two. Send your IMs with your phone numbers. We'll be right back.
What's going on?
Hi. Not much.
Cool. This is Alicia?
Yep.
Awesome. So you have any good questions for us?
Just what you guys really look for in a girl.
Oh, in a girl? I don't know. What do you look for in a girl, Justin?
Smart, educated.
Someone that has something to say and, like,
glad.
Something to believe in, something that stands for. Yeah, you know, just, like, a real girl, not anyone that's like always worried about like her looks, like can't be too high maintenance, but at the same time like really pretty without. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Yeah, and I don't know. You got any other questions?
Not really.
Not really. So you're just wondering what we look for in a girl. Yeah, it was that, your question that said for a boy? I'm not sure what you guys are into. Is that yours?
Yeah, that's me.
Well, unfortunately, none of us are gay unless we drink a lot of beer and it's just us.
Boy,
and we're not gay. We're just a couple guys having fun. Thanks for calling. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, well, have a good one later.
Making the dream happen on DJ Rostar's Punk Rock Show.
We do. We make dreams come true.
If you guys didn't know, I'm going to do this really quickly. I have a DVD out. It's called DJ Rostar's Punk Rock DVD, live from my apartment. It's only $15.
Wow, what a deal.
And it has some of the best interviews and some of the best acoustic performances from my bedroom.
Exclusive.
This is like, you can buy a million DVDs with bands playing on stage, but this is from my bedroom live. On this DVD, I'll give you a brief rundown. We have interviews with Hidden in Plain View, Sugar Cult, Alistair, Say Oh Sing, Fall Out Boy, Goldfinger, Self Against City, and Maxine, and acoustics from Say Anything, Over It, Motion City, Army of Freshmen, The Mashes, Steel Train Halifax, 81 Days. Go to my MySpace /DJRosser with 3 S's. Check out the DVD information. It's up there. If you're interested, you can email me. The email's on there, and I can give you my PayPal or my address.
DVDs, that's so much good, man.
I mean, especially if you're, it sounds kind of corny, like if you're a Fall Out Boy fan, the camera's right on Pete's face, like as close as you can get to his nose and mouth, and girls go crazy for that, just that alone, right?
Seriously, yeah.
I'm almost laughing just thinking about how crazy it is. Stop plugging your shit. I gotta plug my shit so I can keep the show on air, right?
That's right.
Is it in a dream to be in Rostar's bedroom, guys? Well, that's my dream, at least. Whoa.
Whoa, actually.
Well, you didn't know much about the show before. You liking it so far?
Yeah, it's awesome,
it's
man.
It's fun, dude. I like all these questions, and like it's all hectic. There's all these IMs coming in.
Yeah, and especially and kids get mad if you don't ask their question.
If we miss a question, we're sorry. There's just so many to choose from. They're all blinking, and it's confusing.
And this is your day off. You're going to go right after this and go party, I'm sure.
Yeah, oh, we're raging today.
Raging.
You going back home?
Yeah, we're going back home.
You're home for a day, right?
Yeah, like tonight.
Let's
tonight
clarify this.
Tonight is going to be the first night we've been home, like with our friends and our family and stuff, like, in months and months. Like, so we're ready to go home and just really have a good time.
The girl who we spoke to on the phone said her mom is mad that she gave us her number.
Oh,
we didn't save your phone number.
We didn't save it.
I don't do that.
Tell your mom to relax. Tell her to check us out on MySpace.
Let me try. They look nice. They look clean. The SLC misses you. My name's Marissa 17. I've been a fan for 3 years. I used to watch you guys jam at Kilby Court back in the day.
We'll be back there on Sunday.
Justin, do you miss your dreads?
I miss my dreads.
We'll be back in SLC like in a couple days, so you better be there.
Can you play a song in the key of sex?
Don't have any instruments.
We don't have any guitars here, but sorry.
I'm Brittany. How does it feel to not be listed in the band member section on MySpace? Taylor. That's not.
Okay, well. You know,
Taylor's still trying out.
Still a new thing. We're still like working on this whole getting a bass player.
Yeah.
Really? Taylor's legitimate.
Taylor's a good dude.
Let's see. Since you were asking questions, Justin, what is your favorite color?
Green.
No, it's not. It's black.
Dark.
He's emo. Oh, the person got grounded for our phone call.
Oh, hey, come on.
Tell your mom to call it to the show. Tell your mom to call it to the show.
Alicia, are you telling the truth? You just want attention. You're not in trouble. You're all right.
Tell Steve and the rest of the boys that Roper and the rest of McAllen say what's up and come back soon.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We love McAllen.
I think we can hear you talking in the background, hon. During what? I'm telling the truth. She's punished. Well, I hope it was worth it. How excited are you to go home?
So excited.
Pretty excited. I'm like contemplating what type of alcohol I'm going to consume tonight.
Yeah.
My name is Sarah from Georgia. I'm 19. My little brother is in a band. What kind of advice can you give him? Don't do it. I'm
good. Don't do it. No.
Just play what you like, man.
Yeah, play what you like and just practice and practice and practice. And don't try to like become this cool band in your hometown until you think you're like really ready to get it out there.
Yeah. First impressions are a big deal.
Don't be emo screamo, right? Don't do that.
Yeah,
Further and Drive, what are your guys' favorite songs to play live? Kristen, 22, Pennsylvania.
I like playing our new songs live, probably just because they're new.
I like playing a song in the key of fucking.
Yeah.
I mean, a song in the key of sex. And then also, like, Let It Go is a fun one to play. And then, you know, I like Lip Service. That's a fun song to play live, too.
Yeah, that one's pretty
cool. Let's see. Someone said, are you going to play Bamboozle? Left Coast
left,
or East Coast?
Don't know.
No, I don't think so. I saw this guy that works there, and I was asking him if it was all confirmed and stuff, all the bands, and he said, yeah, that it was. And so we were really fortunate to play the one on the East Coast, but I don't think we're going to be on this one. Maybe next year.
Were you on the last one?
Well, we did the East Coast one.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was good, man. It was awesome.
FYI, if you guys are on AIM right now or on AOL, invite yourself into the chat room. There's a DJ Rostar chat room going on, and there's only 18 people. I'd like to see all you people in there.
We need more
in there. The chat room is called DJ Rostar. Go to chat invitation. It's on your AIM box under people, send chat invitation, and send yourself to DJ Rostar. DJ Rostar. I'm Amanda from Apple Valley. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. So excited. Been listening to you since Justin gave me a CD forever ago. Back when you spray painted labels.
Awesome.
Spray painted on the labels.
Yeah,
dude.
That's really
awesome.
Funny.
Okay, that's cool. We'll see you tomorrow, man.
See you tomorrow.
Did you know a lot of people have Trillion and you can't invite yourself into chats? Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow.
Do me a favor and look at my MySpace. Remember what I look like so I can jump you next time I go to a show. We'll look at that after. That's the girl who got punished. On a scale from 1 to 10, how awesome is your show going to be tomorrow?
Oh,
11.
12.5. It's
going
to be crazy. It's going to be mucky. Thick and mucky.
Let's
the air
see.
Is going to be hard to breathe in.
4, someone said. Maybe that means on a scale from 1 to 4, how awesome is your show going to be, and they gave you a 4.
Quit hating.
Appreciate. Steven, I'm going to be buying a bass. What is this? Oh, this is a Pink Spiders question, huh? They're on Geffen, not Virgin, sorry. Same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they're on Sheertone, and it's under Geffen.
Since it's the first time I've listened, and it's actually a good song, are you guys playing in drop D, half step down?
Yeah, which
yes,
is C sharp.
What influenced your heavier, lower sound?
It was kind of cool for me. Like, I guess I could hit a couple higher notes in the range, and it just, I think it's cool too, because it's like not as easy to figure out our songs.
How does it feel to work with the Red Jumpsuit, who I'm probably going to have them call in next week?
I love those guys, man. They're awesome people.
Those guys are awesome, man.
Good band. We're going to have a lot of fun with them, I think.
I think they're in town today. I think they're on Kimmel,
they're
right?
Yeah, Hollywood, yeah.
I think I'm going to try to have them call in next week. Those are nice guys.
Yeah, they really are, man.
Casey from Chicago, what would be your Cream Dream Tour?
Wow.
That's pretty funny. Cream Dream Tour.
It'd be like us.
Look at all the chat room.
But we wouldn't actually play, and then it'd be like Queen and Beatles and like Jimi Hendrix or something.
Steve Miller Band or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something legit.
But we wouldn't
actually play.
We would just like announce the bands.
Yeah. They are dicks. That's what we learned about you. You're not dicks. You guys are nice.
Oh, we're nice dudes, man.
Veronica from Texas. I just listened to some of your songs, and I got a new fan. Or you got a new fan from her.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Look at the chat room blowing up. 31 people. DJ Rostar. Invite yourself in there. I've added you. Good. What bands are your main influences? Probably a ton, huh?
Yeah, so many to name. But, you know.
Just love the classic rock bands.
We like some of the newer stuff. Like, I like Blindside's newer stuff. And, like, From Silence and On. And, like,
Faith No More.
Yeah, Faith No More. Those guys are great. And
bands like that.
You know,
Every Time I Die has influenced us. A lot of bands have inspired us in different ways.
Any new albums coming out soon for you?
Right now we're touring on this album that we have out, Romantic Wealth.
How long has it been out for?
It's been out about a year. And we're just touring right now. We're writing some stuff. I mean, if you come out to our live show, you'll get to hear a couple new songs. But we're not real sure about when the next one's coming out right now.
Can't think that far ahead, right?
Yeah.
Why would you?
We're working on it, though. We're
working. Somebody, Holly said,
Holly, that would suck
so
bad.
Yeah,
she helps us out. Holly's cool people. She's fucking with me.
My name is Tony. I'm from Los Angeles. I want to know who you guys would have an orgy with. We're having one right now. What do you mean?
Oh, wow.
I'm going to be buying a bass. I want a Mustang. My local music store doesn't carry them. I checked out the PV Milestone today, or PV Millstone. What do you think of it? Is it good?
I don't know.
Fender Jazz, man.
Yeah.
The P-Bass.
I'd go with the Fender.
Yeah, all the way.
Stick with the Fender. And if you can get an American,
there you go.
Get it.
Someone said I suck because I didn't ask their Pink Spiders question. I am sorry.
Sorry, dude.
Tommy from Ivory was rude to me, so if you tour with Ivory, please beat him up. He's fugly and short. Aw. I'm Brooke from Ohio, 13. I want to know your favorite bands. We kind of did that one, huh?
Yeah.
I'm listening, someone said. That's nice.
Good for you. We're happy.
Do you remember a kid named Marco from Pennsylvania? He convinced you that you're basically like his dad from Cali that gives him things at shows? Could that be for maybe...
I think I remember something like that.
Do you guys smoke weed?
No. Ever.
Oh, never. Drugs are bad.
But drinking's fine, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're of age, and we don't do it all the time. It's just tonight.
Have you ever
a special occasion.
Have you ever hooked up with someone on tour in Fenna if they were under 18?
No.
Nope.
We're seriously really careful about all that. Like, all of us are...
We ID.
Someone said, I commented on your blog entry yesterday. Thanks for answering my questions tonight and yesterday. It was you were a doll. Thank you.
Yeah.
No problem. I'm supposed to call you a liar, but you didn't lie about anything. Hi, Lorraine Drive. I'm still bummed I can't make it to your homecoming show. I wish you the best. I love you.
Oh,
thank you. We love you, too.
We'll see you at another one.
Music saying what's up and good luck at hometown show tomorrow night. I won't be helpful.
Yeah, that's my boy.
His name is Music?
Yeah.
His first name or last name?
I think that's just like his MySpace
nickname.
I know. I'm just kidding. Let's see the girl who got punished.
Let's see. Oh, no.
Let's see. Oh, I hope she puts a blog up about how she got to be on the show. That would make me feel special. Wouldn't it make you?
Yeah, right.
She should put a blog up right here.
She's from Canada, eh?
Yeah.
She has Jeffree Star in her little thing, too.
Internet royalty. New hair, bitches. Oh, well.
I'm sorry.
Sorry,
that's
you got
the, it's a picture of the room that she's punished in, right?
Sorry, your mom's kind of unfair.
Here's what we're going to do. We only have a few minutes left. We want every single person that tuned in today once, so we know how many people listened to the whole interview. Send us your IMs to IdobiStar. 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 Let us know your name, how old you are, where you listened from. Final thoughts. Tell us everything you want them to check out, every webpage, every link.
Check out our MySpace.
Yeah, you know, check out our MySpace.
Drive.
It has a lot of the information you always want to know, like when we're coming through and stuff. And we love you guys, and thank you for supporting us throughout the past couple of years. And you guys have been awesome. I hope to see you guys at the next show. This is Daniel signing off.
Yeah.
You got a lot of shows coming up, huh?
Haven't posted all of them yet. That tour with Red Jumpsuit Apparatus goes through October 7th. So we should be posting
about
dates
five,
as we give
in
them.
The next 5 weeks. We're going to be out there.
So come check us out.
And by the way,
everybody.
We're going to look at all your comments right now on the Lorraine Drive MySpace, so be sure to leave them comments right now. So
yeah,
we thought
comments.
Of the show.
Yeah.
What, anything else you want to add?
Just tell your friends about us. They'll probably like it. Maybe.
Yeah.
I want to thank you guys for coming in. Thank you for...
Yeah,
for
thanks for having us.
Thanks
man.
For having
thank
us.
Thank you for starting an interview.
Oh, dude, no problem.
It equaled the exact time. It just was split up.
Yeah.
But we still had a lot of fun.
Can we listen to one more song?
We are. Yeah, that's what we're doing it.
Nice.
I was just going to say, thank you for listening. This has been a great week for the show. Biggest week ever. Next week, maybe bigger. We don't know.
Andrew
McMahon.
That's pretty
He's
huge.
An icon, dude. Jack's mannequin.
I know, man.
In my studio. Maybe. We're also going to have Ricky Ullman from the Disney Channel. Maybe I'll get Red Jumpsuit to call in.
Yeah,
always a band that you like on the show. Pick up a DVD,
keep
a t-shirt. Look at some photos.
Right.
MySpace.com/DJRoster 3S's. What track should we play now to end with?
Let's do, track 5.
5? Tell us about this track.
I don't even know what it is. I just know track 5 is decent. Now, I think this is a song in the key of sex, and it's pretty much pretty self-explanatory. The song's about just, and it's not very graphic or anything, but it's a good rockin' tune, and, you know, we're rock, so.
They can get the CD anywhere.
Yep.
Pretty much, right?
Pretty much.
Go get it.
Yeah, go get it. Go pick it up.
Out now.
Lorraine Drive. It's called Romantic Wealth. Thanks, guys.
We're going to go have that orgy that kid was talking about. We'll see you next week on DJ Rockstar's Punk Rock Show.
I feel the rhythm in your body, and I know you felt it too. I feel the way you're near me. How could I ever forget you? I feel the rhythm in your body, and I know you felt it too. Feel it when you're near me. How could I ever forget you? I love it when you're near me. God damn, I'd love to forget you.